This is a wonderful piece of scripture intended for us to see how Nathanael was called. First, he doubted, didn't he, by saying, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Sometimes, don't we wonder if anything good can come of people that we know? Things that are happening in our lives, can anything good come of it? And then we find out that God has a hand in it. It all works out really well. So let's pray together as we begin to contemplate what this is and what the meaning is for us today. God, we thank you for your loving spirit, for your generosity and your amazing gift to us today. Just being here together and to be able to share a meal in your name and for us to gather and know our connectedness is an amazing thing. In our story, Nathanael learns about his connectedness and that we are always seen and heard and cared for. Bless us today as we worship, as we gather, as we understand you better and continue our wonderful relationships here as a community, as a family. So bless our thinking and keep us in your holy and comforting arms as we sit here and as we go from here. In your name we pray. Amen. So yesterday, Alex and I attended a funeral of a very dear old friend of ours, our son-in-law's father. He was a man who loved people unconditionally. He married his wife, who already had two sons, and adopted those two boys and brought them up as his own. After the funeral, one of his sons, who we know very well, said to me, "I never heard my father say anything but that I was his son. He never introduced me as a stepson. He never treated me any differently than his natural born children. And he was always so kind and exactly the kind of father that I needed." You know, Chuck was LDS and he had the idea that this church was the right church for him, and he spent his life believing that God loves everyone unconditionally, and he was going to share that his church believed that and he believed that. In everything that he did, he was just a wonderful, kind person. Our granddaughter, who is 17 now, said that when she was a small child, maybe 4 or 5 years old, that he was her best friend. How many times does that happen? We love and adore our grandchildren, but I don't know that best friends is the way that they would designate our kind of contribution in their lives. I was thinking yesterday that Chuck followed Jesus in the way that he felt like worked for him. It was his life to do what Jesus taught in the scriptures and what he felt his church was all about. He did service continually for his family and the people around him. Tomorrow, we're going to be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And you know that he gave his life for what he believed in. He followed Jesus in the way that he felt he needed to. We're all called in a different way. Martin Luther King Jr. was a Southern Baptist. Our ways of worshiping and knowing Jesus may be different from those two people, but we are all following the same God. We figure out where our own journey takes us to follow God's lead. And what made these two people so special was that they felt God's unconditional love for themselves, so it was easy for them to give themselves to other people in that same way, to reflect God's love and understanding, to take what Jesus led them to do. Following Jesus is something that we do out of our own hearts, out of our own understanding of what God is and who God is to us. There are amazing things that can happen when we follow that spirit of love and comfort to us because we've been given so much. Karl Barth said, when someone asked him, what is the main idea of what Christianity is to you? Where did your spirituality come from? Here was a man who wrote a library full of books and was a well-known theologian, and he said this, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Because we are loved, our capacity to love other people is so big. That love is following Jesus. It isn't a command, follow me. Jesus knew that Nathanael would follow whoever the Messiah was. Jesus already knew that these people were ready to follow when he asked them. There's always an invitation, but not a command. We get to choose, and we get to understand ourselves in that choosing. Martin Luther King Jr. was afraid in the beginning to get involved in this movement. But once he realized that he was called to do it, he just went. Because it was love moving him. Love for people who were oppressed. For Chuck, it was love for children who needed that unconditional love. He worked with disabled children. He was a social worker. He did many things in his life. But a lot of things that I heard about yesterday, I never knew about him because he did them quietly in a way that he was led to do. Not in a way that he was told to do, but what he wanted to do. So this guidance that we get to have, to follow, is up to us. We are not puppets on a string where God tells us what to do or moves us. We need to be open to that movement. So as we think about Nathanael and how Jesus knew him already, we can just know in our hearts that the Spirit knows us, that God knows us, what we did yesterday and the day before, what we long to do, how we long to be loved and feel beloved, our sense of belonging wherever we are. We know that we have comfort and love from something that is so much bigger than we are. And we get to choose to follow and to make our lives easier. So this idea of following, it's not a command. It's an invitation to a loving relationship with a God who cares about each one of us. So let's take that with us this week and follow what we know is great for us, what we know is already sort of in the works. Who we are and how we're called is for us to decide. Let us come and worship and be at this table and love that we are connected and that we get to be a part of what God is. This invitation to follow is an invitation to the table, to each other, to love each other. So let us be in love with each other, in love with humanity, because God loves everybody. And let us enjoy being at this table today and the spirit that it gives us. Let us be filled to the brim with wonderful blessing of who we all are together. Amen.